greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, where people are still learning how to drive. Ah, boy, I tell you. You know, I don't know what it is about the traffic in this country. If you've ever driven in South Asia, you know what I'm talking about. If you've ever driven in Sri Lanka, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you've ever driven in India, okay, it's not that bad, but it's pretty close. So, yeah. No, it's something about space bubbles and spatial orientation and people freaking out that they just probably won't be able to make it where they're trying to go 45 seconds sooner, to which they just get there and they go sit down, don't really do anything. But anyways, ways that people relate to life, ways that people relate to their experience of life, and how they affect you in the middle of that. And how do you respond is a question. When you go through different things, when you are trying to do your thing and stuff comes up and people act a certain way, they lose their mind, they respond to whatever it is you're trying to do in a way that you don't necessarily appreciate. You know, sometimes part of the secret of life is the application sometimes of just letting things be what they are. But just let things be what they are and learn how to flow with stuff. You don't have to fix everything in life. You don't have to fix everything in this world. You don't have to make everything right. You know, part of, I think, the experiences of life is to teach you that. Now, you know, sometime back, I was on my buddy's show in New Mexico, my buddy Zeph, and we were talking, and one thing we said there was, we do what we can, where we can, when we can. And, you know, I think that's a pretty good way just to kind of approach the situations of life that we face. Because, you know, there's so many things going on in the world right now. So many injustices, so many abuses of power, so many violations of human rights, so many atrocities, so many things that are done for profit at the expense of human life, be it short-term or long-term. Be it killing people softly or just outright killing them for money. You know, it goes on. Boy, I tell you. You know, recently, just some of the stuff I've found out about some medical practices in even this country. Boy, you know, look, there is judgment. There is eternal consequence for the actions and the decisions that people make. And if they choose to do right, you have an eternal reward. If you choose to do wicked and evil and to serve the devil who comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, and you fulfill that purpose, then you can expect the same reward that he gets at the end of this life. So, you know, yes, choose life. And yes, act according to that choice. Your life here should be one that promotes life, gives life, encourages life, helps others, is a blessing. You know, Abraham, when God blessed him, he said, you know, I'm blessing you to make you a blessing. Through you all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. And God blesses his people because we are part of the seed of Abraham. God blesses his people to be a blessing. You know, you know, it's interesting. I know that there's a bunch of friends that listen in too from, you know, an Islamic community as well. You know, hey, my prayer for you is that you would just listen and you wouldn't jump to conclusions, and that you would hear out the words that are being said and spoken here. Because the God that made you loves you, and he has a message for you and I. and he shares it through his people. And you'll know that we're speaking truth, and you'll know that we don't have a religious or a political agenda, but just purely to share the love of God, and to do that through Christ Jesus, who is our motivator, who is our source, who is the gateway for us to the Father. And, you know, we believe those teachings that Christ gave us, and the word is in our heart, and that's the word from which we speak. And we speak life and truth, and that's why it helps you. That's why you listen in. That's why you're curious. Because that which we speak is from that which we know, and that which we've experienced, and that which God has revealed unto us, and is revealing to you and I, and to you right now, for your strengthening, for your learning, for the edification of His people in the earth. So, sometimes one of the best ways to deal with things is just let them be what they are. You know, don't try to change everything. Pick the battles that you will fight. Because, you know, we do what we can, where we can, when we can. And, you know, in that, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, that's the golden rule. That's what we used to call it when I was growing up. The golden rule is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, the world's way they interpret that is do to others before they do to you. So, you know, get yours. And preemptive strikes, right? That's the world. Whereas God says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So, if you would have somebody help you when you're down, well, help somebody when they're down. If you would have somebody give you a cup of cold water when you're thirsty, well, when you see somebody thirsty, give them a cup of cold water. If you would have somebody to help you when you're down and out, and when your luck is not going too well, well, help somebody when they're down and out, and their luck is not going too well. You see what I'm saying? If you would have others to do that for you, if you were in that situation, then do that for them in that situation. You know something that is always interesting to me that I found is when people complain about those that may be in positions of power, and when they complain about them, and they're like, oh, can you believe that this one did this, and this one said that, and this one is corrupt, and all of that. But what I found, sometimes those people, those very same people, will find themselves by circumstance in positions of power themselves. And how often those very same people do the very things that they faulted others for, or worse, or similar. And, you know, it's interesting to me that people, you know, that they'll go that way, that they'll go that line. Because, you know, many times the complaints other people have about other people, is from who it is they are in themselves. You know, something I used to say is that people would see others through the eyes of their own corruption. So, you know, when somebody sees you, they will, when it comes to the negative view that people have of others, they see them through the what's already in their own heart. So, you know, sometimes when people say, oh yeah, this one's this certain way, but if I haven't seen it, but the reason is part of the reason why you may not see that is because, hey, it's not necessarily in you to see it. Because you're not wired like that. You don't think like that. You don't look for every opportunity to destroy somebody else. But for somebody that has that in their heart and their mind, they'll see that much more. Now, granted, God does give His people wisdom through the experiences they go through in life. And, you know, that will help you in some of the things that you face, because then you'll have a frame of reference for what to do and how to respond. But, you know, don't be scared about the things that you face. Don't worry or perplex yourself by the challenges of this life and this world. You know, don't allow for the things of this world to get you down, because they're just that. They're the things of this world. There's no eternal, lasting consequence or purpose behind that which the world says is important. Everything in this world is passing away. All the things that this world values and all the things that this world puts a priority on are all passing away. You know, the things of this life, you know, they wear down. You know, look around. Look at how vehicles wear out, how clothes wear out. Look at how bodies wear out. Everything in this world that you can see with your natural eye lasts for a window of time, and then it's gone. So, you know, why are you going to stress yourself out so much over that which lasts for such a short period of time? And, you know, it's sped up even more. I mean, it used to be that stuff lasted longer. But now, in the digital age, in the instant age, you know, even the things that used to have a lifespan, they hardly do anymore. Like, look, if you want to check what's going on in the world, say on the digital news or the digital media, well, you better go back there pretty quick and regularly, because there are news stories that go up and get pulled down and just, you know, put to the bottom of the pile because something else comes up very quickly. They don't last very long on sites. You know, sometimes there's a few news sites I like to go read, but I mean, every story on there is like, you know, 1 hour old, 3 hours old, 6 hours old. I mean, nothing is sitting up there for a day. Nothing says, you know, published last Tuesday. Because what? The world is going quickly. And everything that people are facing in this window of time right now, it's a quick period. So in order to not get caught up in that which already doesn't matter that much, you've got to stay grounded and you've got to stay focused on what's really important. You know, you need to look at what's really important and not focus on the externals, not focus on the things that don't last, not focus on the things that, you know, really is a waste of your time. I mean, yes, we do need to engage to a degree in the life that we've been put in, but only to the point necessary for you to fulfill that purpose in the surface reality that God intends for you. So, you know, if you've got a job and He's given you liberty to be at that job, sure, do all things as unto Christ, put in a good effort, but you also know that that job is not you. It's just something you do. It's not who you are. It's just something that you do. Know that, you know, who you are can change, you know, to the degree that you are aligning your life with Christ. And if you've chosen not to align your life with Christ, well, who you are is something aligned with something else, not Him. It's something that's pointing to somewhere else, not Him. But, you know, if you align yourself to truth, if you align yourself to Him, if you align yourself to His will, His way, His plan, His purpose, that which He intends for you, He'll bless you. He'll keep you. He'll strengthen you. He'll enable you to do that which you cannot do in yourself. And there is a pleasure that comes for the people of God when they know Him, when they walk with Him, when they understand that He is taking care for them. You know, God knows what He's doing with His people. You know, we've said that a bunch of times. God knows exactly what He's doing with you. And, you know, in the struggles that we face, you have to trust that, because sometimes we get put into situations where we are completely outgunned, outmatched, hard-pressed on every side, and it's in those moments that God wants us to trust Him. And it's not until you get to those moments that you need to trust Him, because before that, you know, you trusted in your own faith. You know, you trusted in your ability to get yourself out of something rather than trusting in Him. There's a difference between, you know, faith that is God-given and God-driven versus, you know, your own, you know, individual, you know, machinations in your own mind, where you try to do things and become good enough. You know, God is not asking people for that. God is asking them to follow Him, to leave that which you've done and leave that which you've been, and to come and follow Him. Because, you know, that's the way where truth is revealed, is when you follow Him. Truth is not revealed when you go on into things in your own agenda, in your own personal accord. Truth is revealed when you go forward into things with His leading you, with His directing you, with His making a way inside of your heart. There's a revelation of truth. Oh, you know, and God desires that you would know the truth, and the truth would set you free. Because, you know, in knowing the truth, it also opens up so many other things. Like, you know, when you know the truth, it affects how you make decisions. When you know the truth, it affects how you make choices. You know, when you know the truth, it affects that which is important. Important to you and important to those that would follow you. But, you know, most people choose to live in ignorance. And ignorance is dangerous in this day and age. Because, you know, what you don't know is going to come back to bite you. So it's better to get yourself acclimated. It's better to understand that which is going forward. It's better to trust Him and ask Him to lead and guide you than to try to make something of yourself apart from Him. No, it's all good. You know, God knows exactly what He desires for each and every one of us. You know, I always know that we're not here by accident. This is God's timing, God's plan, God's reason for having you in the earth right now. It's all part of it. And that reason includes you walking with Him, you being in connection with Him, and out of that connection, the revelation coming from Him of who you are in Him and who He intended you to be. And, you know, so the call remains to walk with Him. The call remains to overcome. The call remains just to come. And He is the good shepherd. We are the sheep of His pasture. And He lays down His life for the sheep. And we, of our own free accord, lay down our lives unto the Father and His purposes. That's our desire. That's what we seek. That's what we long for. That's what we live for. That's what we know God will fulfill in us. Because He said, you know, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And, you know, we are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. We hunger and thirst for the will of God. And we're grateful for that which God has allowed us to do. We're grateful for the plan and purpose that God is making manifest in us each day that goes by. Because each day that goes by, you know, one more moment towards God continuing forward that which He planned for your life. It's a beautiful thing, because you see on the horizon the will of God unfolding in your life. And it is encouraging, because, you know, that plan that God has for you is powerful. That intention that God has for your life is powerful. God does not want you to spend your life going through it with doubts and regrets. Rather, God wants you to walk through this life in trust and in communion with Him, receiving from His hand whatever it is that He will send your way, because God knows exactly what He's going to do with you. He knows what you need to learn, knows what you need to know now, in order to be equipped for the day at hand and the day which is to come. So don't grumble about the things that you face. Rather, trust Him, look for the right solution, and make something incredible out of that. So, hey, you know, with that, God bless you guys. Love you. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com, or you can always email us through our Facebook page as well. So just look us up under Faith Mix, one word. Hey, love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, and we'll talk to you soon. All right, bye.